In the first month of class, we've looked at music notation, how to read music. We looked at pitch notation, what notes and pitches to play or sing, rhythm notation, how long to play each of the notes, tempo notation, how fast or slow to play the music, and dynamics notation, how loud or soft you play. Now, there's a family of symbols and words we didn't get a chance to discuss, what we call articulation notation, which tells you how to play the notes, how to play the notes. There are many articulation symbols, but for our class, I want to focus on two, staccato and legato. Staccato marks indicate that notes should be played short and detached. Remember those words, short and detached. They're marked as a dot above or below the note heads. Now, don't confuse these with the dots we've seen in rhythm notation, the ones written next to the note heads. Staccato marks are written above or below the note heads. The second mark you should know about is the legato mark. These marks indicate that notes should be played smooth and connected. Remember those words, smooth and connected. That's legato. They're written as curved lines above or below the notes that should be connected. Now, here's what they sound like. First, staccato. Staccato again, short and detached. Now, legato. Legato again, smooth and connected. We'll talk more about staccato and legato when we take a look at the music from a very famous piece of piano music next week.